Two Chairs No Waiting, Episode 7. Tim Pettigrew Interview, Part 2. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, a Mayberry podcast. We're going to start calling this the Mayberry Radio Show because a lot of people don't know what a podcast is. You don't have to have an iPod or anything like that to be able to listen to these podcasts. You can listen to them right on our website at mayberry.com/podcasts, with a S, podcast. Or you can just go to mayberry.com and click the link that's there. But you can go in there and listen to any of the episodes that we've done so far. And we're up to, this is episode number 7. We're going to be doing part 2 of the Tim Pettigrew interview. Tim Pettigrew is our goober pile impersonator, and he does a great job. And we were on a cruise recently to Mayberry, the Mayberry Cruise. We went to Nassau and to a private island that Carnival Cruises has. It was a great cruise. Had a lot of fun. There was about 200 people on the cruise that were part of the Mayberry crew, and we had a really nice time, a lot of fun. And so I was able to interview some of the tribute artists. I told you this on the last episode, but in case you didn't hear, I missed out on a couple of them, but I plan to pick them up later. I was having some voice problems, and I'm just now getting over them, actually. I'm beginning to be able to talk again, so I'm glad to do that. So we're going to run right on into Tim's interview. Before I do that, though, this podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by there and get your Christmas stuff. Christmas is right around the corner. Got all kinds of Mayberry stuff on there, and you'll enjoy just giving them to people and watching the smile on their face. So drop by Weaver's.com. Weaversdepartmentstore.com, sorry, and pick up your Mayberry stuff. Jim Clark, the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club, and Jim Clark is Ben Weaver. He's the one that runs the store, so all your proceeds go to help support the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club, and I know they'd appreciate it. Now, on into Tim. So Tim, if you'll remember last week, I believe he told us that he is a mechanic. He really was a mechanic and a school bus technician, school bus mechanic. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about things he's had and to happen to him and things he's done as Goober. So let's move right on into the interview. This was done live. Well, it was recorded live on the Mayberry Cruise. So here we go.
That's great. George has always been great to me, and I've seen him around you. I will tell one thing that Tim did, that at the Christmas party, there people tend to give George, or not Christmas, his birthday party, it's near Christmas, but people tend to give gag gifts to George. And Tim, this last year, tell him what you gave him this last year, the picture?
That one year I gave him that picture of him and I dress, or doing Judy, and him doing Judy and dressed up, and I dressed up and did, and I put our pictures beside each other like that, and he really got a kick out of that there. And it was, and you, I guess until that point I really didn't know maybe how much I really looked like until I did that, you know. And
you
then really
saw them both. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I saw them both at the same time and then posing for that. So I think Otis was telling me, Kenneth Junkson, or I don't know if it was you, that Jim Clark showed some pictures of myself to George Lindsay one day at lunch, and George said, "Jim, I have enough pictures of me dressed up as Goober. Why do I want any more?" And Jim told him, he said, "Well, George, this isn't you. This is a guy. We found you a tribute artist."
Oh, really? I don't think I've heard that story.
Yeah, I think Kenneth Junkson was telling me that Jim Clark told him. So that was pretty impressive. And I remember one other time I met George in Nashville when we did that show down in Nashville. And I met him in the hallway or something. And he was with, it was his agent and another gentleman with him. And when we passed, he stopped and he goes, "Whoa, whoa." And he introduced me to his agent. "Now, here's me," is what he said. "I want to show you to that," you know. And that was pretty cool.
I know that's got to be big for you, especially because I know you're doing the character and then have George kind of endorse you to some extent.
And that's great, because I wouldn't want to do anything that, you know, that he wouldn't approve of or want. But I'm sure when we was at his birthday party last year and he wanted me to do Judy, 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 you know, and I did that, and Edgar G. Okay, you guys, where are you guys? Come on, you guys, beat it, you guys. And he looked up and told him, boy, he's good.
Well, how do you like the fans and stuff? Like, I know you're at Mayberry Days, you're a lot of these things. How do the fans tend to treat you?
That's one thing I told my family when I started this. Being a part of Mayberry, you really have a great opportunity to meet a lot of great and fine people doing this, and I haven't had a bad experience there at all. There's just great people. Fans of the Andy Griffith Show are a special kind of people, and they're really neat.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Is there anything else that you can think of that people might want to know about? Because, I mean, you've been you've got to go to several of the different events now. I mean, not just George, you met other cast members.
Well, that's one thing I really feel very fortunate, too. I've had the opportunity to meet Eleanor Donoghue there and, of course, Betty Lynn. We went last August and down there before the Troy Show and had supper with her one night and down in Mount Airy. And I've had the opportunity to meet Jim Nabors, and it's just great. But I want to say it's really great how all the other tribute artists, yourself, Alan, and Otis, Kenneth, Jeff, Opie, all of them, it just feels like a second family to me. It's really given me a real blessing in my life.
Well, I appreciate that. Really, it feels that way to me, too, with all the, not just the tribute artists either, but the fans that tend to be at these events, they're the same. This is we're on the Mayberry Cruise right now, and the Mayberry Cruise, this is the third year, and I'm seeing a lot of the same people I've seen in the past year. So it's making the cruise more fun because you can sit around and visit with people.
Oh, yes. It gives us a great opportunity, people really enjoy it. They just keep coming back, and I think it's like the episodes of the rerun of the Andy Griffith Show. It just doesn't get old. It's still funny every time I watch it, and when we watched that episode there in the lobby the one room, it was still funny.
That's right. Yeah, we had a chance during the cruise to we've watched a couple of the episodes together as a big group, and that's it's different when you watch it by yourself. It's great, but when you watch it with a big crowd and everybody's doing the lines along with them and anticipating the next event, okay, next thing, it's
yes,
fun.
And everybody's laughing together. That's at the same time, you know. So I guess we have a lot in common with a lot more people. So,
well, that's great. Well, Tim, I appreciate you doing the interview with me. Otis is supposed to be coming in a little while, so we'll get him in here. But I really appreciate you coming.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I'm just glad I even had the opportunity to know you, because I think you do a phenomenal job as Floyd, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hadn't even talked to the people on the podcast and let them know for sure that I'm Floyd, but I think they figured it out. But I appreciate it. Well, enjoyed interviewing with Tim, and I guess he let the cat out of the bag, and I'm sure most of you knew it already. Folks that have been listening to the podcast probably know that I am a Floyd Lawson impersonator. That's how come Floyd is able to visit us on the episodes relatively often, and hopefully he'll be back on here today. But I really appreciate Tim being a part of the show, and we did interview Kenneth Junkin and Jamie Sullivan and Howard Sprague, who is Jeff Branch. We interviewed those guys on the cruise as well, and we'll be getting to them very soon. But next week, I'll go ahead and give you a little teaser for next week. We're going to talk about the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, which is one of the chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. That's hard to say fast. The Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. And it's the online chapter. There are more than one now, but it was the original online on the internet chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And this year we're celebrating our 17th anniversary as a chapter. And that happens to be in the month of November. November will be over before the podcast comes out. But I want to do a podcast just celebrating that 17th anniversary and just telling you guys about it. Because I've realized over the last few weeks that there's a lot of things at Mayberry.com and things related to Mayberry.com and the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club that some folks are just not aware of. So I'm hoping that using the podcast, people will listen and they'll hear those things and they'll go visit the websites and see all the different kinds of Mayberry fun that are out there for everybody to enjoy. There's all kinds of things on Mayberry.com. It's been around for 14 years, something like that, 15 years. And
you know, it's got data on there from way back. So take time and just browse around. You'll find all kinds of fun stuff, quote machines and games and all kinds of information. Anyway, Floyd, are you here tonight? You're going to give us a little bit of wisdom from Floyd?
Yeah, that Tim, yeah, he's goober, yeah, well, you know, the other day, he brought his cousin in there, Gomer, yeah, they came by the barber shop, yeah, they were on their way to that movie, they wanted me to go with them, I couldn't go, yeah, that goober, he's got talent, yeah, you know, he takes off on Cary Grant, you know, yeah. Judy, yeah, I can't do it. No, I can't do that at all. No, Goober can do it. Gomer, he can't do it. Yeah, oh, he can sew up his hands, too. Yeah, you don't see that. That's, oh, yeah, that's, yeah. And walks like Chester? Oh, he's talented. Oh, very talented. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to see him, make sure you do. Yeah, you wouldn't be sorry. Yeah. But don't go by Wally's to see him too. He's a lot of times he's got oil in his hair and stuff. You know, oil, that's bad for the hair. It gets in there and kind of, yeah, you know, that grease and it's just not good. Not good. Yeah, takes mineral. It's hard to get that out. Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all have a good time. We'll see y'all next time.
Thanks, Floyd. Oh, folks, we enjoy doing the podcast, and I hope you're enjoying it too. I want you to come back and join us anytime you get a chance. And we're trying to keep these podcasts fairly short so you guys can enjoy them quickly. So I've been trying to keep them all under about 12 minutes. So we're about that limit. So we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, the Mayberry Radio Show. Background music for this episode was provided by the VW Boys. Well, not this Mayberry band music, but the good music. So visit them at vwboys.com.